This is We Are Not These People, the improvised world of Brendan Pelsu and Natasha Haverty.
Today, we're going to take you to a half-full black box theater. The show has just ended.
Here is the talkback.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our performance this evening, but we do hope you stay for our talk back. Here are two of our actors who will answer your questions. All right.
Yes, I have a question.
Sir, why don't we start with you?
I can speak to that. I can speak to that.
How about you take the first part? Because I think you know this. Mm-hmm. Story
I do. I do. Oh!
No, but go
I thought you meant the story of the play.
Oh. I hope you know the story of the play. Does everybody know the story of the play? I mean,
does
everybody get the sense? I want to answer your question, but I mean, I want you to answer the question.
I have a story related to what we were just talking about.
Okay.
And then if we can go back to the question.
I just didn't know.
Yeah,
If by now, does everyone know the story?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like watching it, you would get a pretty strong sense.
Yeah.
And then if you read the program note.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what I actually did preparing for this role.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah. And it's still true, is I don't read any of the scenes that my character's not in, anything that he wouldn't have heard, I don't even know what happens in those scenes. Like, I don't know the scene where your character, where there's all that yelling, I don't know what's going on.
Which is, I mean, if you remember,
mm-hmm.
especially his
don't
character.
Don't tell me while you're saying this.
Not
don't
knowing.
Tell me.
Not knowing.
Right. Whatever it is that I don't know.
Is so powerful.
Mm.
I mean, not just mm-hmm. as a co-actress,
right.
but as an
right.
audience member. Because I am watching you. I am
right.
watching him. I mean,
right.
when you're in a play,
with
if
me.
You don't enjoy watching your cast members.
If you don't want to watch me.
If you don't want to watch your cast members. Like,
yeah.
It, what's so funny is,
yeah.
well, anyway.
Well, no, but because I watch you and every time when I come in, I'm like, I wonder what went on. You know, and there's...
And that's good. The
it is
wondering,
good.
That
right.
curiosity.
Right, because that's so real. Every time you walk into a room, aren't you like, what happened right before
right.
I walked
were
into this room?
Were they just talking about me?
Right, I wonder that every
and, like,
time.
And do I feel that? And then I
yeah.
find out, like, everyone feels like that.
Right.
And I feel like that's...
Right.
So, I mean, I feel like
that's so... That's such a journey.
I really nailed that.
I think you're right. And
it's
I,
so about
I helped to bring it out. Yeah. It is about the text.
I'm
it
not
is.
Gonna tell that story right now.
Actually. Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, but I mean, we'll answer the. Do you want me to still answer my part of the question? Or?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Like, are we gonna answer the question?
We're I know.
We do this. We just love.
Oh.
It's a sign. It's a good play
mm-hmm.
because
yeah.
there are plays.
Yeah.
There are.
Oh, there it.
Where I'm
yeah.
like, I
it's
can't.
Dead.
I have nothing.
It's dead.
To say.
Yeah.
But I could talk about this play.
Oh my God! For I mean, till the cows come
we
home.
We do.
I mean, I will. We'll text.
Dinner parties.
Yeah. Yeah. Dinner parties.
Texts
deep into the night. What I think is amazing, actually, is I have never, there has been no time of day when I have texted you and you have not responded.
Mm. I love that.
Yeah, I do too.
I love that. He's
I do
still
too.
Trying to figure out how I did it at the climax, at the end of Act
on
1.
On stage.
I'm
on
not
stage.
Tell him.
Don't.
I'm not telling you.
Don't, because that's another thing I don't know. But that has to do with our offstage relationship, but I don't know it.
But it's so related.
It is
especially
so related.
With us.
Well, because of, you know, the way our characters interact in the play.
Right.
Which is there's so much that they don't know.
And there's a lot of like momming going on between
right.
you and I.
Right. You sort of you momming me.
Me momming you.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm being kind of mommed and just
right by kind of every single person.
We right
diagram. You
right.
better answer the
well
question.
Because my character is a child.
He's a man child.
A man child.
I don't know if people say
a man
say
child,
that, but
I think now
child.
They say feral man.
He's a feral man.
Child. Yeah. But so to answer your question.
Thank you for your patience.
Yeah, I mean.
Thank you to everyone.
Oh, thank you for being here tonight. Let's give a round of applause to you.
Take a bow.
Yeah.
Everybody
take
get
it,
up.
Get up.
That'd be fun.
Get up.
Get up.
No, really, please get up. We don't have to.
No, we don't have to.
We don't have to.
Okay, yeah. you go for it.
Okay.
It was just improv.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I mean, this is, real life is improv.
It's spontaneous.
It is.
You weren't in the moment.
Oh, where are
God,
you?
Don't get me started.
Anyway. Yeah. Oh, she'll go on a tirade.
I mean, if you're not present,
right.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Right. Okay, well, no, but yeah. But so I, so in answer to your question, yes. It is a real condition.
Who else? Yeah. Oh, yes, sir. Can I just tell you, I made eye contact with you at the end.
Oh, I saw
act
you doing
two.
It on stage. I was wondering who you were looking
so
at.
I'm so glad that you were asking.
I was wondering who you were looking
because
at.
Because I am intrigued by you.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Wow. Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, so that's an inevitable... Can I start this?
Yeah, oh, go ahead, and then I will jump in whenever.
I know you have. He always has my back. Even when this gets intense, it's like...
Yeah, watch your back.
When we did Trust Falls, he was the only one who could catch...
No, it's true.
And not for the reason you would think.
It's because she would purposely, you would fake us out. So you would pretend to fall. And then she would say, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm afraid. And then she would leap backwards.
Well, it takes a lot to get my trust.
Right.
I think that's why David was able to cast me in that
mm-hmm.
role.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I connect you to have a lot to, of that.
Right. Because there's so much that you have to earn. Or people have to earn around you emotionally.
Right, I would say more earn around me.
Right, just even to be acknowledged by you.
That's such a good question. What can I...
Yeah.
Man with the wonderful face. Let me ask you. Let me answer your question.
Is that a real beard?
I think it is.
Wow.
I think that's a really valid perspective, and it's something that we grappled with a lot.
Right.
But ultimately, we found that we had to include that. And what's crazy is that that came from just improvisations. That wasn't in Wyndham's script.
No, not at all. And
that
it was
came from rehearsal, one really intense rehearsal.
Mm-hmm. And can I jump in?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm just going to say, it was this intense rehearsal where we were talking about, you know, one thing that I don't like about scripts is that they don't tell you what the people are doing all the time. They only show what's happening at certain times.
Right.
And I don't like that because I feel like that's unrealistic. You know, that's not... I mean, if you're supposed to identify with a character, and if you're with yourself, you're with yourself all the time.
What was that phrase you said in a discussion once? You said, like, 360 reality TV
is
your kind of, like, ideal
sort of theater experience, format. Yeah, exactly.
So you were going to say an intense, I mean, I can pick it up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, please.
So it was this one really intense rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
And
so intense.
If I can say this, Greg... Yep. And Melinda, who actually, whose part was reduced a lot.
A lot.
She's now just the woman who brings in the laundry.
Yeah.
In scene three.
Yeah.
But she had a much more substantial role initially.
Right.
And she and Craig
were
doing some improv.
Together.
Like improv
improvising.
Theater, sort of contact.
Do you guys know what that improv. Is? Do you guys know what that is?
Okay. A lot of nods.
Yeah.
And... Craig, you hurt your ankle, if I remember
right.
And you said this pretty horrible thing.
To Melinda. I did.
I mean, for whatever reason, David was just so moved by that.
Yeah.
It impacted all of us. It shocked us.
It was, I mean, I don't even know where that came from. I mean, I do know where. I know where it came from. You know, I know what those words mean. You know, I pretended not to afterwards, but I do.
I mean, we all do.
We all do.
And that
it's not words you hear a lot.
That was in that, and David said that must go in.
Right.
So we were.
And then, and that's actually when Melinda asked for her part to be cut down.
Oh God, I never.
Remember? Do you remember that?
I didn't even put that together.
Well, I don't know if there is a correlation or not.
I don't know that. It seems kind of like a leap. I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, that's true.
A lot going on. And she's well,
and you can't
soap opera.
Oh, Congratulations.
They made up. They made up.
Oh, we are great friends now. Oh, I mean, we text.
So does that answer your question? Yeah, so that's what it comes from.
Yeah, and that's why that was included.
Right. We really...
Yeah.
Can I also just say this is one of our first times that David, our director, mm-hmm. has sat with us during the talk
on the
back.
Talk back.
He promised during that we promised him that he wouldn't have to say anything.
Right.
But I just love that he is sitting there on the edge of the stage kind of looking at us like... This is just like rehearsal. I'm this like, what is David thinking? Yeah. Because I never know what David is thinking.
Never. And because one of the things that I love, can I say this to you, David? Can you look at me? One of the things that I love, can you look at me?
Take it easy on him.
Sorry. David. One of the things that I love about working with you is how you, it feels like, I don't know what this is, but it's like mm-hmm. you are creating mm-hmm. the insecurities in us that our characters are feeling through your illegible behavior.
That's so true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you just say that again? Because I think I'm going to put that in my notebook.
You are creating the insecurities in us that our characters are feeling through your illegible behavior. You know? And that's
so true.
Yeah.
If I know what you mean, that is mm-hmm. so...
I think you do. Because I think some people traditionally would call this a horrible experience.
Thank you all so much for coming.
Thank you.
We'll be out in the lobby and... also, check out the programming for next
Please
season
do.
Because there's already a lot of exciting
do.
Work on the
yeah.
horizon.
Yeah.
New plays. We love new plays.
Yeah, you'll see a poster on your way out. It has a lot of text.
So, thanks everyone.
Thank you.
We Are Not These People, the improvised world of Brendan Pelsu and Natasha Haverty, is performed and produced by Brendan Pelsu and Natasha Haverty. Our theme music is by Rocky Sastry.